Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Friday is a Rouse's Football Friday here at WWL. And Jeff Palermo is brought to you by Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. Good morning, Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist and Louisiana Network news director. How are you?
I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I am okay, sir. It's Friday. How bad could we be, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Should tell people 50% chance for showers, highs of 56 today. Tomorrow, 90% chance for rain, 70% on Sunday, highs of 59 Saturday, 70 Sunday. Then it settles down by Monday afternoon, I think, is what they're saying. Let's talk about LSU's recruiting class, because you got a nice article posted at WWL.com.
Well, right now it's small, considering what some of the other schools have, but there is certainly a quality over quantity with this recruiting class, and it starts with the nation's best defensive tackle signing with LSU officially yesterday, and that is Richard Anderson from Edna Carr, one of his teammates, Aiden Hall, a really big body, speedy safety, also signing with LSU. I think it's pretty impressive that Lane has been able to kind of keep this group together. We're still waiting to hear on Lamar Brown, who is the nation's number one overall player. He's a defensive lineman from University High. And when we were going into this early signing period on Wednesday, the belief was that both of these guys, Richard and Lamar, were going to hold off, wait, see who exactly will be their position coach, who's going to be the defensive coordinator. But after a lengthy conversation that Richard Anderson had with Lane Kiffin, he went ahead and officially signed yesterday. And who knows, maybe Lamar Brown does it today. Now, kind of what's, I don't want to say complicating this, but, you got semifinals of the high school football playoffs tonight. So these guys are also occupied with that. University High is traveling over to St. Charles Catholic and playing the Comets tonight in the semifinal game. And the Carr is taking on Catholic High. So you throw that into this, it's a crazy time, a new coach, these players trying to wrap their head around all this. And so, but for right now, LSU has got a good group. They would like to add to it. There's no running back. There's no quarterback in this class, but you are going to have the transfer portal come January 2nd. And then there are still going to be a few players that are high school players, quality high school players that are still going to be out there unsigned that you could come back and sign in February. But let's see. Maybe LSU signs a couple players today here to wrap up this early signing period.
When it comes to quarterback, who really is LSU competing for, and when it comes to getting players, competing against?
Well, here at this point, the problem is this kind of goes all back to the Bryce Underwood situation from a year ago, in that you know, you got to get these quarterbacks kind of locked in a couple years prior to their senior season. For instance, in the class of 2027, LSU has a commitment from they got a commitment from Pop Houston from Evangel High School up in Shreveport. Now, he's not graduating until next year, but they got the commitment now, and maybe they might get another commitment. A lot of these really good, the blue chip quarterbacks are committing to their schools sometime in the junior year. So for so long, LSU was recruiting Bryce Underwood. The thought was he was going to be LSU's quarterback for, you know, 3 years, 2 years, whatever it was. So and that was going to be in the class of 2024. So it was hard to get some of the blue chip quarterbacks to really look at LSU in class of 2025 because they thought they would have to play behind Bryce Underwood. Well, it turns out Underwood goes to Michigan. A lot of the big time quarterbacks have committed elsewhere. So it was hard for LSU's been in this constant catch up mode as far as trying to get a quarterback in this class. There was one player, Landon Duckworth, out of Alabama that they were really pushing hard for this year. He ends up signing with South Carolina yesterday. So I would imagine Lane Kiffin is going to go, he's going to go big time in the transfer portal. He's going to at least get a couple quarterbacks because LSU's depth at the quarterback position is very, very slim right now. You know, Garrett Nussmeier's graduating. Michael Van Buren, I presume he'll be back. Colin Hurley has actually left the team for personal reasons. And now you're looking at a walk-on quarterback in Amelia Pecorella and then Juwan Johnson, if you wanted to make that change once again to switch him back to quarterback where he was in high school. So LSU's really thin there, and I don't think Lane Kiffin's probably comfortable with it at all. So it's hard at this point. So that's why, you know, the transfer portal is going to be very important for them at that quarterback position, and I think at the running back position too.
That's why I wonder about the quarterback that went to South Carolina, because it would seem as though, I guess I'm wondering, what does South Carolina have that LSU doesn't? And if Lane Kiffin is a quarterback whisperer, why would he choose not to come here?
Well, again, a lot of this has to come down to, there is still a bit of relationship that's part of this, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know a lot of it is driven by money. And so it's just kind of hard to come on the scene. Now, granted, I'm sure that, you know, Lane was very familiar with him and all that. You know, the other thing is a lot of these NIL deals, especially here in the state of Louisiana, the high school prospects can start collecting on their NIL money while they're in high school, that the LSU collective could go ahead and start paying their NIL deal. So a lot of these guys that were committed by or have been committed to LSU and have signed, they've already been starting to receive their NIL packages. And it's actually I don't want to call it a loophole, but these NIL deals do not have to be approved. Remember when back in July, a change to the NIL system is that all these NIL deals have to be approved by a clearinghouse.
Right.
And but when they're in high school, they don't necessarily have to be approved. So there's really no guardrails on these things. So a lot of these kids are already getting money from their schools, and so that's why you don't see as much of the flipping as you did previously.
Getting money from the universities, not the high schools.
Well, from the collectives associated with universities.
Right.
Yes.
Yet, as far as high schools. The other day I was watching on TV, like old movies, I'm flipping around, and they got Canute Rockne, All-American from 1940, comes on. They're talking about paying athletes and everything, and I'm thinking, yeah, right. 621 traffic now, WWL. 627, come on. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Every Friday is a Rouse's Football Friday here at WWL. Rouse is the official supermarket of LSU. Jeff, somebody wants to know about your thoughts. They texted in about the LSU's use of Harold Perkins Jr. this year.
Well, I think Harold had a good year. I don't know if it was a great, outstanding season. I still think his best attribute is a guy that gets after the quarterback. Sometimes he seems to me gets a little bit lost in pass coverage. I think there were some games, especially The Ole Miss game, the Vanderbilt game, those were games where he didn't make as much of an impact as you needed him to make an impact. I thought towards the later part of the season here, he was starting to become a more of a playmaker. And, you know, part of that, though, Tommy, and it might not necessarily come down to coaching or so forth, but this was a kid who tore his ACL at the end of September of 2024. And, you know, sometimes that takes really a full year for that for you to start really feeling comfortable out there and starting to be the guy that you previously were prior to the injury. And that might have been the case a little bit with Harold Perkins. I think people forget it. You know, I thought it was significant in the fact that he was ready to go come preseason camp in August, despite tearing his ACL at the end of September of 2024. So he did all he could to rehab himself. It'll be interesting to see what kind of an NFL player he'll be. I think he's not going to go down as one of the greatest LSU defensive players. I think there will always be this feeling of what could have been or what should have been or anything like that. But I think he really did finish the season strong. He was much more of a impactful player here in the month of November, that's for sure, than he was, say, late September, early October.
Hopefully he'll find his spot in the NFL himself, actualized there. So when it comes to the bowl game, and, you know, I kind of find it similar to the Saints in that there's really nothing to be gained other than evaluating talent and getting yourself ready for next year. Does Lane Kiffin pretty well know who's on the team now and what he has, or does he have to see anything from the bowl game?
Well, I guess we need to find out if, you know, we're going to have any opt-outs. Will Garrett Nussmeier suit it up one more time? I guess that's a possibility. I don't think it's likely. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it is an opportunity to evaluate from Lane's perspective. Frank Wilson will coach the team, though. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is just trying to figure out who the staff is, especially considering the reports that Blake Baker will take the head coaching job at Tulane. So you're going to have a defensive coordinator. And right now it's a weird time at the football ops building because you got the old staff working with the new staff, and you got to sort all that stuff out too before you get to the bowl game.
And a pending bowl game. That's the other thing that's weird. All right,
yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it as always, man. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. According to a new survey, fewer Americans plan on tipping as much as holiday season. And, of course, our survey question, drinks are free, bars open, bars fully stocked. What can I get you? Money's no limit. Prices, no objects. So let me know what you're ordering. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. 6:46, 14 till 7. Win for a rainy stretch today, tomorrow, and into Sunday. Maybe lingering into Monday, then it dries out, cools off a little bit. It's going to warm up first. It's a complicated story. But either way, just get ready for some cold, cool weather, rainy weather. Ted Rossman joins us now, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, to talk about fewer Americans planning on tipping as much this holiday season. How you doing, Ted?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me what the Bankrate survey found.
We found that fewer people are planning to tip this holiday season in all of the categories that we asked about. So that included housekeepers and child care providers, landscapers, teachers, mail carriers, and trash collectors. Across the board, people are tipping less often. What's interesting is that when they tip, the amounts are actually flat or even up in some cases. So I take this as another sign of the so-called K-shaped economy, basically the idea that the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Many people are cutting back on what they're tipping this year because money is tight, but yet there are also other people that are giving as much or more. Higher earners are propping up the overall stats, in other words, and we see that elsewhere in the economy too.
Do we know if this is a regional thing or not? Because I tip the housekeeper every time they come. Child care provider, I don't think it was paid, but it wasn't a tipped
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Situation. Teacher, I always looked at tipping a teacher as a bribe. Landscaper, I never tipped. I've never tipped a post person in my life, a mail carrier, nor the garbage man. Am I a terrible person, Ted?
No, not at all. You know, only about 1 in 5 are tipping the mail carriers and the trash and recycling collectors. It's an interesting question about geography. We actually didn't notice any significant regional differences. About half of people are giving the teacher a holiday tip. Now, maybe the tip is not the right word. Maybe it's more of a holiday gift. Mm-hmm. My wife actually used to be a teacher, and you know, they would probably frame it more as a gift than a tip. But maybe a class gift is appropriate. Sometimes it's awkward to be giving something, especially money, individually, but maybe everybody in the class gives 10 or 20 bucks, and then the teacher gets a gift card. Mm-hmm. That happens about half the time. About 1 in 3 are tipping the landscaper. About half tip the housekeeper and child care provider. That's interesting you mentioned tipping the housekeeper every time, because I feel like that's super generous. What's more common is kind of the once-a-year tip. So what we did in this survey was we separated out the ongoing stuff. Like, you know, ideally, we should be tipping every time we go to a restaurant or we get our haircut or we get food delivery or we take a taxi or rideshare. The holiday tip tends to be more of the one-off, like the annual holiday tip for some of these people. The amounts are generally between 20 and 50 bucks. Those are the medians depending on the service, but there can be a pretty wide range there.
When it comes to tipping a teacher, I think of Rodney Dangerfield. Here's 100. Keep it fair. Keep it fair, will you, please? Just keep it fair for everybody. You mentioned the K-shape economy. For people that don't know what that is, explain what that is, please, because we're hearing a lot about it, but I don't know that a lot of people know what it is.
Yeah, it basically refers to income inequality. In a nutshell, it's kind of the idea that the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer, sadly. Moody says the top 10% of earners are accounting for 50% of all spending, which is an all-time high. We see that in travel. We see that in holiday gifts and other things. So the K is kind of like some people are moving up and to the right. They're getting better over time, kind of like that upper part of the K, and then other people are getting worse over time, sadly. This is an idea that started to gain traction really during the pandemic, but it's really intensified the past few years. And I could also explain it by saying that some people are doing quite well. They're getting raises at work, their home value's up, their stocks are up, and yet consumer sentiment overall is really poor. And there are a lot of people who are feeling really negative about things like inflation and tariffs and jobs and the state of the economy. So it's basically kind of that widening gap and some of the effects it has on our spending and borrowing and other financial habits.
All right, let me take a break. I want to talk about the K-shaped economy when we come back in a historical context and sustainability, et cetera. We're talking to Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. And I would ask you at 504-260-1870, do you ever tip the mailman or a mail lady, mail person, mail carrier, the garbage person, the landscaper, the teacher, the child care provider, or the housekeeper, let me know at 504-260-1870. Is that normally what you do? Do you tip them? 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. According to a new survey, fewer Americans plan on tipping as much this holiday season, and they broke it down into categories. Housekeepers, 56%, child care provider, 47%, teachers, 47%, landscaper, gardener, snow remover, 37%. Mail carrier, 27%, trash recycling collector, 21%. Somebody texted and said, I should tip my mail carrier because they're there every day delivering my mail. Well, I got to tell you, they're actually not. They're there every other day, and it's amazing how I get a mailbox full of mail every other day and none on the I get a mailbox full of mail on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but not on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I guess it just plays out that way. Let's talk about a K-shaped economy. Where did this come from? Because I don't recall in college hearing about a K-shaped economy.
It's definitely something that's evolved over time. It really started to take hold, I would say, during the pandemic is when it really started to come more into the economic discourse. Some of it was just a lot of these factors have been accentuated the past few years. When you think about consumer confidence has been at or near record lows, inflation has really squeezed people, especially with lower and middle incomes. And yet the oddity is that at the same time, stocks have been hitting record highs, home prices have hit record highs. It has really accentuated the haves and have-nots kind of idea. And, you know, historically, consumer confidence was viewed as a predictor of future activity, but right now it's really diverged. It's like some people are doing well. There's about two-thirds who have stocks and home ownership, and they're just feeling a lot better than other people. It definitely feels like that gap is widening.
So how sustainable is this? Because it seems like we're talking about disparity of wealth getting even more desperate.
It doesn't feel particularly sustainable. Like if you play this out and the gap continues to widen, it is like spending is getting more and more concentrated among the few. And you don't think that's as good of a thing for overall economic health. So it's not going to reverse overnight. But if the gap continues to grow, if upper income people pull back, that's a problem for the economy.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate your time as always. Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. We'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk about a problem they're having at the North Shore Humane Society and some of the things you can do to help. We'll also talk about high school football. WWL has the most generous listeners. Thanks to everyone who joined us Wednesday for day one of the Manning Family Children's Light Up the Season Radiothon. We are extremely grateful for your donations. Please know you can listen to some of the touching moments from our 14-hour broadcast online at WWL.com, WWL Social. You can still donate today by calling 888-780-8811 or texting NOLA Kids the 34984. Be a miracle maker.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world. there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.